you for joining Global Evolution with J.D. Messenger, the show that helps you survive and thrive in a rapidly changing world by providing a global perspective on trends and opportunities that impact your business and your life. Global Evolution is produced by Stephen K. Media. Now here is your host, J.D. Messenger.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to our listeners around the world, and especially good morning, good afternoon to our listeners in the United States. We are going to be talking today about the last in our series for this month on human evolution and human development. Now, if you listen to Global Evolution, I'd like to explain to our listeners, we talk about theories, trends, practices, and opportunities that impact your business or your life, or things that we think you generally need to know about. And last week, we talked about finding balance in our realms of existence, and we talked about the fact that your life isn't just your work, or it's not just your family. In fact, our lives are inseparable from our entire community, our work, our family, the society, and in fact, even the universe. Not everybody might agree with that, but that's my point of view, and we had a great show. This week, we're going to be talking about personal development again, and it'll be the last. We'll get back to some more topics on business and evolution and energy and things like that next week. But today, we're going to be talking about some of the questions that drive us crazy. Do you remember Neo and Trinity in The Matrix? In the first show, Trinity goes up to Neo in the bar, and he just finished following the girl that had the white rabbit on her shoulder, and she says, it's the questions that drive us crazy. What are those questions that drive us crazy? They are, who am I? Why am I here? What am I supposed to do with my life? Why don't I feel complete? What's the issue? What's wrong? Now, interestingly, if you look at some of the statistics and some of the Census Bureau changes, you'll notice that there's some interesting evolutionary shifts happening in the world, especially in industrialized societies. For the first time ever in history, we have more people moving away from cities into the suburbs, more people moving away from cities into rural areas. And why is that? Because people are getting tired of being constantly bombarded with so many things, so many pressures, fast-paced technology, you know, podcasts, emails everywhere they go. And so there's a giant movement that's making a lot of these books and topics very hot. The purpose-driven life, or, you know, living my best life now, the five people we meet in heaven, which was number one bestseller for, I think, a few years ago. So our guest today is Calvin Banion. Calvin has a master's in psychology, and he is a certified hypnotherapist and instructor, and he's has a regular column in the Journal of Hypnotism magazine. He has conducted thousands of individual hypnotherapy sessions, does training and supervising and consulting to other hypnotherapists. He owns the Banion Hypnosis Center for training and services, and he's developed something that he calls the five-path system and the seventh-path system, which is a holistic, I'll use the term mind-body-spirit approach to personal development. Now, interesting story on how I came across Calvin and his program, Five Path and Seven Path, and his book. He's got this great book, which is called The Secret Language of Feelings, which basically is a rational approach to emotional mastery. And unlike a lot of psychological books or self-help books, it's written in very simple, basic English, it's very simple to grasp, and I think he does a wonderful job at describing what feelings are and the fact that you shouldn't suppress your feelings. Because, you know, we've all grown up in an environment where we were taught to, and sometimes, speak when you were spoken to, or it's not right to vent or express anger or to share your feelings or emotions. That's not polite. Don't do that. But the fact of the matter is, when you suppress emotions, when you suppress the need to care or anger or your feelings, you're pushing it back inside your body somewhere. And as we all know, it's going to pop out. That's what stress is. And so our question of the week, if you're familiar, every week we've got a quiz on the website, jdmessenger.com. That's messenger with an I, not an E. And our question of the week is, do you suppress your feelings? And 75% of the people said sometimes, 25% of the people said often, and 0% of the people said never. So with that, I would like to welcome our guest, Cal Banyan, on the line. Cal, are you there with us?
Right off, I want to say thank you, J.D., for the work you're doing to promote global consciousness around the world.
Well, thanks, Cal. I started to tell the story about how I got involved and met you and read your, well, actually didn't meet you, but met your, became familiar with your work and your book. And that was, I was in Singapore. And interestingly, Cal's wife is from Singapore. She's listening. Hello, Maureen. I didn't know that when we started talking, but I have a lot of listeners and I do a lot of work in Singapore. Those of you know, I lived 9 years in Singapore. And I met this wonderful lady. Her name is Giselle. And one thing led to another, and I found out about what she was doing, and we talked, and she gave me this book, and I ended up going through this program, and I thought it was simply fabulous. So I think you're doing great work yourself, Cal, and it's a privilege to have you on the show today.
Well, we're privileged to have people like Giselle in Singapore, and actually we're in 21 different countries now with teachers teaching the seventh path, the self-hypnosis system that you're now working with, and the secret language of feelings. And it's just a thrill to be, you know, a small cog of the machine that you're also a part of spreading this idea of global evolution and helping everybody move forward in this positive way.
Well, you know, I don't know that I ever told you the story, but I had been in a mega institute doing a personal development program, and I've kind of gotten into this stuff since I left the corporate world. And it was up in Rhinebeck, New York, with Omega. And one of the gentlemen I met there, his name is Pablo. And I forget where Pablo is from. Do you remember where Pablo's from?
I believe he was in the UK, but he's from somewhere before that. Now he's in Australia, right?
Right, yeah. So I'm in Singapore, and I had gotten this email from Giselle asking me if I was interested in doing the Seventh Path program after we had talked. And I really wasn't kind of too interested in it. You know, didn't think that I needed to do it, you know, like we all do. And wouldn't you know, I haven't heard from Pablo in a year. Didn't know he was in Australia. And I get an email from Pablo, like within 20 minutes or something, telling me he's moved to Australia and filling everybody in on what he's doing. And, you know, long and behold, he's doing the Seventh Path thing. So I was like, oh, my gosh. Okay, I don't believe in coincidences. You've heard me. If you've listened to the show, you've heard me say that many times. And so I took that as a sign that I needed to go do this. And so I thought that was quite ironic. But anyway, hello, Pablo, if you're listening in Australia. I hope you're doing great, buddy.
You know, the world is just getting to be a smaller and smaller place. We're rubbing elbows with people, you know, 8,000 miles away every day. And, you know, there's a vibration. There's this principle of similarities attracting and that kind of thing. And so you're pulling in all this positive energy and helping focus and distribute it. It's wonderful.
Well, thank you. You know, I like to tell quick, short stories, but one of them was I met a guy who I didn't know. We were doing different things, and in the space of 2 weeks, we ran into each other first in Singapore, then in Tokyo, and then in Houston. We were at the breakfast line in the Houstonian here, and we ran into each other. I'm like, what are you doing, following me? Anyway, well, Cal, tell us a little bit about who you are, the Hypnosis Center, and what you do.
Well, I'm just a fellow like everybody else. You know, I grew up in Los Angeles, then I moved to Minnesota after a short stint in the military in the Air Force, where I was a trainer for security police. And really, teaching has always been a part of my life. When I was in Minnesota, I got my degrees at the University of North Dakota, and it was all—it's just been this huge adventure of ups and downs. For a few years, I'm working with law enforcement in the Air Force, and then I'm working with the Department of Justice on the border of Canada. And then what do? I go off to college. My life changes. And in a few years, this could be so hard to believe, I'm running with the bikers. I'm on the back of a Harley, and I'm actually wearing colors for a gang, which later it almost led to a war between two gangs, and the president of the club came and took my...
Cal, let me cut you off because we're coming up on a break. I hope it didn't run into war there with the gangs, but let's follow up with Cal telling a story about who he is and what he does. You're listening to Global Evolution, and I'm JD.
Busy, successful women in Houston don't waste time. They're too busy climbing career ladders, volunteering, working out, and raising families. Many rely on Houston Woman Magazine. Since 2004, Houston Woman Magazine has been informing, inspiring, and connecting successful women with insightful, compelling articles and features on business and careers. The newest issue features lifelong March of Dimes volunteer Dr. Charlotta Guillory, professor of pediatrics at Baylor College of Medicine and associate director of neonatal nurseries at Texas Children's Hospital. Every issue of Houston Woman Magazine contains the Pink Pages, the ultimate resource guide for women, including listings about all kinds of happenings in Houston, like art gallery shows, book signings, and information about networking groups for women. Pick up a copy of Houston Woman Magazine today at over 300 locations throughout the city. To subscribe, call 713-780-2098 or visit HoustonWomanMagazine.com. Read Houston Woman Magazine. Busy as you are, it'll be time well spent.
It's not just a job, it's an adventure. Employment Radio with Rick Gillis, presented by Carlton Staffing. Sundays at 4 on the Biz Radio Network.
This week's guest will be Robin Kessler, author of Competency-Based Resumes and Competency-Based Interviews.
Robin will teach you to master the tough new interview style and give them the answers that will win you the job.
Employment Radio with Rick Gillis, because there's more to work than 9 to 5. Sundays at 4 on the Biz Radio Network.
Welcome back to Global Evolution with J.D. Messenger, the show that helps you survive and thrive in a rapidly changing world by exploring global events and trends and generates the power to move minds.
Welcome back. This is J.D. Today's show, we're talking about discovering, believing, and using your essence, your natural abilities. Our guest is Cal Banyan, and he is a board-certified hypnotherapist. And we're going to be talking about some of those questions. As Trinity said to Neo, the questions that drive you crazy. Who are we? Why are we here? What are we supposed to be doing? And just before the break, Cal started to tell us a little bit about his journey and his path. Cal, go ahead. You were just starting to say something about gang wars, but I think we were avoiding those.
Well, yeah, there I was. I was becoming my non-self. I had worked my way into this lifestyle, which is not altogether a bad lifestyle for most people, but when you get into the core biker community, outlaw gang kind of things, I was starting to start this war because I was wearing the colors of a rival gang, and you know, the life was in a place of dissolution. My marriage had fallen apart, and I started asking my question, what am I supposed to be doing in this life? Because everything was such a struggle. And I discovered that as I began to really search this out, what am I supposed to be doing? This idea of having a calling started coming to me, and eventually surrendering to that idea, what is my calling? And things started changing at almost an unbelievable rate.
Excuse me for walking over you there. I just wanted to point in that Cahil Gibran's The Prophet, he had a wonderful quote out of his book there that before you can reach the dawn of day, you must pass through the dark of night.
You know, you've just led me into the perfect thing, and others call it the dark night of the soul.
Right.
And this idea of finally surrendering to the idea that perhaps your soul had a calling, a purpose, that, you know, we are all trying to be happy. And I believe through my work with myself and also through hypnotherapy that each one of us has a calling in this life, and true happiness and ultimate fulfillment can only be achieved as we recognize what we came into this life to do.
Coincidentally, last night, I've had this book that somebody gave me, geez, I think it might have been 2 years ago, and I put it on the shelf, and it sat there for quite a while. I picked it up about a month ago, put it in my trunk to, you know, read some point in time during my travels, And this week it fell out of my trunk on my foot, and I said, okay, I guess I'm supposed to read it. So I've been carrying it in my hand. I put it on my bedstand, and finally last night I opened it up, and this is exactly what he was talking about. And he had a quote. The book is by Tony Buzan. A lot of people know Tony Buzan. He did books on mind mapping, finding your spiritual self, and all that sort of stuff. And he had a quote from one of the great evolutionary theorists in the world. I'm not going to say this name right. Teilhard de Chardin, I think. And he basically said something to the effect that we're not humans having a spiritual experience. We are souls having a physical experience.
You know, that is so right on. We got to remember that if you have the concept of a soul, that we're not a spirit in the physical world trying to have a spiritual experience, but we're in here to have a physical experience of the soul. That is so beautifully put.
Well, tell me, so what? Real quick, what do you do with hypnosis? I'm sure you must get a lot of questions. Maybe tell us a little bit about what hypnosis is. Is it dangerous? You know, are you trying to turn people into cats and dogs and all that sort of stuff?
Well, if their inner calling is to be a cat or dog, then that's what we want. Well, really what we do is we at the Banyan Hypnosis Center here in Tustin, California, we help people make themselves happy. And what we find out is there's two levels of that. People come in and say, I want to quit smoking. Well, that's fine if that makes you happy. I want to stop drinking. Well, fine if that makes you happy. I want to get over my fear of snakes or public speaking. I find that makes you happy. But what we've discovered is as we've been taking people through the hypnosis process called 5-Path, we've discovered that often there's something deeper than that, you know, what the conscious mind is aware of. So this brings me to what is hypnosis? Hypnosis is a way to get in touch with a deeper part of yourself and communicate with it. And introduce ideas or find and discover ideas that are held within the subconscious mind so that they can be brought to light and so that rapid human change and development can occur. That's really what hypnosis done at its highest level does.
Now, tell us how, I mean, I think most people probably can grasp the conscious mind is what we are consciously aware of, and we can only process, oh, I don't know, maybe some people 3, 4, 5, maybe the average person is 7 things. I don't know what the number is. Maybe you do. But what is the subconscious, and how does it differ from the unconscious mind?
Well, in the 5-Pathers, as we're called, 5-Path hypnotherapists, we discuss 3 parts of the mind. There's the unconscious part of your mind, which is your body consciousness, and then there is the subconscious mind. That comes in blank, like what the psychologists call tabula rasa, and that's what is written on as you learn about life and begin to build habits and beliefs and that kind of thing. And there's also the conscious mind, which can entertain about 7 to 9 bits of information at any particular time. So who we really are, the bulk of who we are, is in the subconscious mind. It's all of our experiences, habits, beliefs, and it's the part of us that generates emotion.
So the unconscious mind, the thing that's processing the body, is literally processing trillions of bits of information between all of our cells and organs. And if we were to attempt to be aware of that, it would probably blow our brains apart, right? I mean,
right.
We simply...
It's like a computer system that's sitting in the background managing everything.
Okay.
And an interesting thing is it's the subconscious mind that creates emotions, but there's this interaction between the subconscious and unconscious mind that causes the unconscious mind, the body consciousness, to create feelings. So like sadness feels different than anger. Frustration feels different than like happiness.
Okay, so when you're doing hypnosis, you're working on that the subconscious mind that started off as the blank slate and we started populating information in it?
Yes, well... Yes, we actually work with all 3 levels of the mind, but
okay.
We're just about the only profession that works directly with the subconscious mind and brings that information to light and allows us to go in and work with those beliefs and habits.
All right. Now, we've got another minute or so before another break, but answer me this. I mean, is hypnosis dangerous? Do you need to be worried that somebody's going to make you do something that is inconsistent with your belief systems?
Okay. Also, the listeners, if you're interested in hypnosis, you're going to get a lot of information if you go to one of our websites called hypnosiscenter.com.
All right, great.
And there's all these things, but let me tell you, there's a protective part of your mind that will reject any suggestion that comes in that you don't want to act on or you feel insecure about.
Okay, excellent. So that's hypnosiscenter.com.
That's right.
If people wanted to reach you and learn more about, I think you've got another website. Why don't we mention what that is?
It's very easy to remember, calbanyan.com, C-A-L-B-A-N-Y-A-N. And if you want to give us a call, if you're in our area, we have 714-258-8380.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Cal Banyan on Global Evolution. I'm JD. We're talking about how to discover, believe, and use your essence. And in the next section, we'll be getting into some of those questions that drive us crazy. Who are we? What is a calling? Why are we here? And most importantly to me, how the heck do we figure it out? So let's ask Cal that question when we come back.
You've asked for the truth. Now here it is. Dan Frischberg's latest investment results. Over the last 5 years, since its inception in April of 2001, Dan's capital gains portfolio is up 52% versus 15% for the S&P 500. His fixed income safe investing portfolio has averaged 9.5% a year in that time versus under 5% for the average bond fund. Here's the money man, Dan Frischberg.
I'm going to tell you straight out, you need a crash-resistant strategy for this year. You're going to have to know what to sell, and you're going to have to know when. I've got a plan for gold, for oil, for natural gas, for taking stock profits off the table, and for preserving our hard-earned capital. If you're willing to risk a half hour on me, I'm willing to risk a half hour on you. Leave your checkbook at home. There won't be anything to buy, but give me a call.
Dan's private client phone number is 713-621-9141.
From the energy capital of the world. This is Biz Radio 1320.
Are you and your leadership team prepared for unexpected surprises? Perhaps a key employee is resigning, or worse, there is a disruption to your manufacturing plant or source of raw materials. Do you have a plan in place and are you aligned? Whether you think you're prepared or not, you have the chance to win a free leadership program conducted by a global expert to find out. J.D. Messenger has worked with prime ministers and government and military leaders from countries around the world, solving problems and creating visions. He has worked on four continents with top executives from companies like HP, Walmart, Shell, and IBM. If you'd like the opportunity for a global expert to visit, talk, and work with your team on your plan or new product, then here's what to do. For a chance to win your free program, simply go to www.jdmessenger.com and take this week's Global Evolution Quiz. Visit jdmessenger.com for complete details on winning the free program today.
You're listening to the Biz Radio Network.
This is the sound of your money growing.
Biz Radio 1320.
KXYZ Houston.
CNN Radio, I'm Greg Black. It is not the news Gulf Coast residents want to hear. Forecasters are warning that Tropical Storm Ernesto is growing stronger.
We do expect strengthening. We do expect that it will become a hurricane and move into the Gulf of Mexico.
That's Jennifer Praugo of the National Hurricane Center. She says that could happen as early as next week. President Bush planning to visit the Gulf Coast region on Monday. He used his weekly radio address today to remember those who were killed when Katrina hit the region last year. Well, in the Democratic response today, Louisiana Senator Mary Landrieu is critical of the way the administration handled that disaster. She says some areas look as bad today as when Katrina first hit last year. And crew members of the space shuttle Atlantis may have to wait for their big day. NASA now says there is only about a 40% chance that the weather is going to be clear enough for Sunday's scheduled launch. This is CNN Radio. JonBenet Ramsey murder suspect John Carr due to appear in a Colorado courtroom for the first time on Monday. Meantime, his attorney is maintaining that any DNA samples already taken from Carr were not obtained legally. A series of apparently random shootings rocked the New York City borough of Queens. One person was killed, four others wounded in the rampage through several neighborhoods. Police have been talking to a person of interest in the case. A voluntary evacuation notice has been issued for people living in more than 40 homes in Dover, Delaware. That's where a railroad tanker car released a hazardous chemical Friday night, sickening more than 20 people. State emergency officials warn that the pressure inside that tanker car could be increasing, and they are asking for that voluntary evacuation. And Tiger Woods trying to do it again. He has the lead halfway through the PGA's Bridgestone Invitational in Akron, Ohio. He's looking for his fourth straight tournament win. The most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio.
Hi, I'm Jack Warkenfein, host of The Real Deal radio show. I'm progressing nicely, thank you very much, on my goal to buy single-family homes in Houston to create a residual revenue stream for life. Notice I said revenue stream. The reason I'm enjoying positive cash flow every month is because of Apollo Remodeling and Construction. You may know them as part of the Turner Team Mastermind Alliance. I know them as the reason these homes are rented within days of finishing the needed repairs. Apollo specializes in the rehabbing homes for investors. Shannon Diaz, the general manager, has been remodeling homes for over two decades. And better yet, Shannon is an experienced real estate investor, so he knows how to maximize your profits as one. You buy them cheap and ugly, Apollo makes them pretty and profitable and fast. Call Apollo Remodelers today at 713-992-6997. That's 713-992-6997 and tell him you want a real deal today.
The program is On the Money. The host is Ray Lucia. People call Ray to get advice about money, and he has the answers to your most vital questions. As part of his brain trust, there's an authority on pensions, estate and corporate planning, even a certified financial planner. Ray Lucia is one more member of the band, beating in rhythm, making the sound of your money grow. On the Money with Ray Lucia, weekdays at 11 on the Biz Radio Network.
Thank you for joining Global Evolution with J.D. Messenger, the show that shares knowledge and experience from global experts. Global Evolution is produced by Stephen K. Media. Now back to your host, J.D. Messenger.
Welcome back. We're talking today with Cal Banyan, a board-certified hypnotherapist, and our topic today is all about discovering, believing, and using what I like to call your essence, your natural abilities. And we're about to get into the heart of the matter, which is addressing some of these critical questions that, as I said in my opening monologue from Trinity, the questions that drive us all crazy. Who are we? Why were we born? Is there a purpose to my life? What am I supposed to be doing? Now, I'd like to summarize a little bit about what Cal said. We were talking about the conscious mind, the subconscious mind, and the unconscious mind. Now, Cal, if I summarize this wrong, you please correct me, okay?
Okay.
But the conscious mind, we basically store 7 to 9 things that we're working with, that we're, you know, consciously aware of. The subconscious mind, when we were born, it's kind of this blank slate of information. And as we go through life, all of our experiences, fears, pains, lessons, values, beliefs, they get populated in there. And the unconscious mind is kind of like the CPU. It's that main processor that's got all of it's keeping all of our biological functions going and processing the trillions of, you know, bits of information going between all of our cells. Did I get that right?
That was even said better than I said it.
Okay.
Great.
Now, one of the questions, since we're talking about hypnosis, for those that just tuned in, Cal said you can go to hypnosiscenter.com or calbanyan.com, CALBANYAN. And look at, I suppose, all the answers to the questions, you know, is hypnosis dangerous? Can you make me do something that I don't want to do? And the short answer was no. You said you can only you only do that which is within your value and belief system. Is that?
That's absolutely correct.
Okay. And the last thing I'd like to mention before we get back is two things. If you want to reach Cal, his phone number is 714-258-8380. Cal's, you're giving away some books to our callers, right, today, if they want one?
That's right. We've been talking about the secret language of feelings, and
right.
So I'd be happy to send that out to a caller.
Okay.
And then also, if you happen to want to know about how to do hypnosis, really from a hypnotherapist point of view, we have hypnosis and hypnotherapy, basic to advanced techniques for the professional. It's kind of for the hypnotist, but let them choose.
Okay. If you would like to ask Cal a question, or if you'd like a free copy of one of his books, give us a call at 877-777-7713. Again, The Secret Language of Feelings, Rational Approach to Emotional Mastery, great book. Now, the last thing I'll say before I get back to you is all of our shows are available online at jdmessenger.com. That's Messenger with an I. If you've heard part of the show and you'd like to hear all of it, it will be posted up on the internet for either streaming or downloading or podcasting. So, Cal, back to you now. How do we... how do you begin using hypnosis? You started to describe how, in working with people on the typical things like smoking, losing weight, fear of public speaking, you started to discover that this five path, that it was more powerful, that you could use it to make significant changes in people's lives.
That's right. What I wanted was a systematic approach that would be relatively easy to learn, relatively easy to supervise, teach, and be broadly effective across a wide range of issues. And I started studying some of the masters out there in the field of hypnosis. I was particularly taken by the work of Gerald Kine of the Omni Hypnosis Center in DeLand, Florida. And I built on his, what he calls the universal therapy approach, and came up with what is a five-phase approach to helping just about anyone with any particular problem they have and move them towards being who they really are, you see.
Well, how do you help do that? How do you help somebody discover who they are? I suppose there's a lot of stuff we got to get rid of and delayer before we can discover, remember who we really are.
That's right. You know, either seventh path, where you do all this work on your own or in groups, or five path, where you work with a hypnotherapist, what you need is an antivirus software program for the mind.
Oh, I love it. I love antivirus. That's so good.
Yeah, because, you see, we're born with this blank slate. It's like a blank hard drive. And, you know, we're designed with everything we need to be, to do everything we came into this world to do, to answer that calling. And then we're going along, we're picking up information, and most of that information is great information. Most of the habits we develop are good habits, but just like when you download that wrong piece of email and your computer starts to run kind of wacky, you know, then that's what happens in our lives. And with hypnosis, five path or seven path, we can go in, find those programs that are making us feel bad or giving us habits that are self-destructive, or beliefs that are taking us off in the wrong direction of our life.
Can you give us an example of a program that is no longer applicable that we need to remove from our hard drive?
Well, a couple of real simple examples. Like, let's say someone has a fear of snakes. In hypnosis, we can take someone to the proper level of hypnosis, give them the suggestion that the subconscious mind take us back to the origin of that problem. Then we can evaluate how it started. And what we find is that the child, it's usually a child between younger than 5 or 7 years old, has a misperception about the world that leads to an erroneously generated emotion. And then over time, they will avoid the issue and the emotion will grow. So that's a real simple example of how these thoughts and feelings can be erroneous.
Well, you know, to bear all here and share what happened with me, when I was going through the process, I went back, and one of the experiences in hypnosis I went to was I was 3 years old, and my whole family of five kids and two adults, so seven, was going on a trip, and here I am 3 years old. The car doesn't hold seven people, so I got left behind with Uncle Charlie, and I could basically saw myself in hypnosis hiding behind this chair from mean Uncle Charlie, who was dragging me around the house behind the ear, feeling as a 3-year-old would, abandoned, left behind, unloved.
Yeah, and poor Uncle Charlie got left behind, too, and he was taking it on you.
Yeah, right, you know, but, you know, basically what I got out of this process was, and what I learned, and I'm happy to share as an example, is that the three-year-old felt unloved or left behind, but an adult can look at that now and say, hey, you know, you were 3 years old, the family didn't have a lot of money, it was the first vacation, and you weren't all going to fit in the car, so, okay, it makes sense, you know, leave the little guy behind.
That's right. You know, you're explaining or describing what we call the informed child technique. Once we identify the problematic event, we take grown-up back to that time. I mean, how many times have we said to ourselves, boy, I wish I would have known then what I know now. And in hypnosis, with properly trained hypnotherapists, you can actually know then what you know now. It's a great insight and transformational technique.
Okay, so now let's say, you know, fear one, snakes, fear two, speaking, whatever, fear three, or emotion, I'm not loved, or emotion, people hate me, even worse. Mm-hmm. Let's say we basically, my understanding of what you're doing is you're clearing all of those things out to get back to the core, what I like to call the essence of a person. And until you can clear all that, you know, those erroneous programs off of your hard drive, you can't get to be who you're supposed to be.
That's exactly right. And we can take this one step further for a person who has a spiritual background, a spiritual belief. You heard about the informed child technique where the adult informs the child. We can even do the informing soul technique where we can have the soul of the child and the adult talk to the child and the adult, letting them know kind of like what their checklist of things to do was in this life. And that kind of information is priceless.
Hmm. Tell me then, can you share a simple case story in a minute or two that says, you know, we've walked somebody through, we've taken them through this process of overcoming fears or emotions, releasing some of those things, forgiving themselves, forgiving others, all that sort of stuff that you do. How then do you help them discover their purpose? You know, that's, to me, that's the bottom line, figuring out, okay, I've got all that out of the way now, who am I?
You know, I'll tell you about a recent individual. This person would drive 5 hours one way to come see me in my office. And this individual, she was suicidal. She had been through 17 previous mental health or hypnotists, different kinds of people. They all let her down. And as we started going through her personal story, we found out that, you know what, sometimes we are not loved. She was not loved by her parents, and we were able to show her that she was loved by her grandparents, and she found that lovability inside. She had so much anger towards her father, and we spent a few sessions on that alone. We cleared that out, and then she started opening up, and she went from someone who was working just like a minimal kind of job that she hated to finding out that she had talents at working with animals. And she works with horses and these large animals like that, helping them to be, she's kind of like a horse whisperer now. So she went from someone that was barely functioning to someone who's now very sensitive and intuitive and does this very special work, healing and communicating between owners and animals and helping that kind of relationship grow.
Well, that's a wonderful story, and thank you for dedicating your life to helping people. That's a wonderful thing. When we come back from the break, I'd like to get into a little bit more on that topic, because at the end of the day, that's what we'd all like to do, is discover who we are and apply our natural abilities. So I'd like to remind you all to visit jdmessenger.com, listen to our shows, vote, even take a look at some of my personal or adaptive development programs if you got time. And we'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Welcome. Hi, I'm Ed with WholesaleMortgage.com. When you're shopping for a loan, you should be shopping wholesale, not retail. At WholesaleMortgage.com, we take the time to listen to your mortgage financing needs. Not everyone is in the same boat, and we respect that. Whether you're buying, refinancing, building, or investing, we at WholesaleMortgage.com understand everyone needs approval. We also understand you need an experienced loan officer you can rely on. At WholesaleMortgage.com, we've been available to our clients since 1992. Now, in mortgage years, that's a very long time. At WholesaleMortgage.com, we represent over 50 different wholesale mortgage lenders to find the best wholesale mortgage interest rate for you. Whether it's 100% financing or cashing equity out of your house, we are a full-service wholesale mortgage company. But friends, it's not all about mortgage interest rates. It's also about relationships. In that area, no other lender can compete. We are passionate about our business and compassionate when it comes to you, our clients. Go to WholesaleMortgage.com or call us today at 713-528-7100 for all your wholesale mortgage needs. Texas Mortgage Broker, 43734.
Welcome to the 21st century, where crude oil prices continue to soar and the planet continues to warm, causing supply disruptions and all other kinds of havoc. Do you know how to survive and thrive under these conditions? Is your organization and leadership team prepared? This is J.D. Messenger from Essence Enterprises, and I would like to tell you that having a quality product and knowing how to operate in stable conditions does not guarantee survival. According to Charles Darwin, it is not the strongest, the smartest, or the richest that survive, rather the most adaptable. The only way to survive is to develop a new breed of leader, one who is adaptive, ingenious, creative, and most importantly, courageous. Do you have those qualities in your leaders? Do you know how to find out? If not, take my adaptive leadership programs. Call me at 281-825-1068 or email me at info@jdmessenger.com and prepare to adapt. That's info@jdmessenger.com.
Once there was a man who chose to use the SBC Yellow Pages. He so loved his SBC book, he didn't want any others on his doorstep.
I'm tired of these other books.
So he dug a moat around his house to keep the other phone book delivery people away. He stocked it with hungry piranhas.
Piranhas.
Man-eating sharks.
Man-eating sharks.
And lots of seashells.
They're pretty, that's why.
One day, the man heard the SBC Yellow Pages was changing its name to the AT&T Yellow Pages.
Changing?
We reassured him it would still be the same book and would still have more complete ads and up-to-date listings.
Thanks. Now go away.
Friendly reliability delivered by the new AT&T Yellow Pages. Don't pick up a new book until you see the AT&T logo on the cover. Need something online? Search for it at yellowpages.com. The new AT&T. Your world delivered.
Keep using your SBC Yellow Pages until the new AT&T Yellow Pages arrives. That way, you'll know you're using Houston's complete and up-to-date book.
Welcome back to Global Evolution with J.D. Messenger, the show that helps you survive and thrive in a rapidly changing world by promoting global understanding and the seven rings of power to help you unleash your potential.
Welcome back. We're talking with Cal Banyan, certified hypnotherapist, and our topic today is how to discover, believe, and use your essence, which is maybe a 25-cent collegiate way of saying, who are we? Why are we here? What are my natural abilities? And, Cal, you know, we started off the show, and I loved your story, and we were talking about basically how sometimes we have to pass through the dark of night or the dark night of the soul before we reach the dawn of day. And it seems to me, both from personal experiences or friends or in many, many books that I've read, unfortunately, a lot of people are looking for the short way out. And to use the Matrix analogy again, you know, they want to take the red pill or the green pill and, you know, go to somebody and say, fix me. But it's not that simple, is it?
The thing is, sometimes it's faster than you would really believe, but it's a journey, it's a path. You know, you hear me talk about five paths, seven paths, that in some ways can be very fast or very slow, but it's a process. We can make a great deal of change happen and get people on their path in just a few weeks of work. But then, you know,
but they have to be ready, right? I mean,
I remember a long time ago, a master once told me, bless the pain. And at first I thought, well, that's kind of masochistic. Then it was explained to me that the pain points away from itself and gives us a direction, and the direction is always good.
Bless the pain, meaning jump into the fear, jump into the anxiety, examine it, explore it, and overcome it?
Well, actually, the natural urge is to turn away from that which is causing the pain, the anxiety, and the loneliness or the fear. As I talk about in the Secret Language of Feelings book, all feelings are good when they're based, when the perceptions are based in reality that are leading to the feelings. And so if you are lonely, the loneliness is a blessing because it motivates us to do the sometimes difficult things we need to do to fill our lives with good relationships.
Yeah, I wanted to remind our callers, if you've got a question or you want to talk to Cal or you'd like a copy of his book, The Secret Language of Feelings, give us a call at 877-777-7713. So, it seems counterintuitive, most people, just like in the quiz for the week, they suppress their feelings at least some of the time.
One of the things we've got to understand is, like, it's exactly like you said at the opening of the show. We've been taught to do that. We've been made to feel bad for feeling bad. And I just want to get this in just for a moment. I know there's some people out there listening right now that are thinking, I'd like to get this help for me, or I would like to provide this help for others. And I want to tell all you folks that are listening, you are only 100 hours away from beginning this work. If you want to begin to help others with using hypnosis, hypnotherapy, self-hypnosis, you can go through a training program and on 100 hours of training, it doesn't matter if you're in Singapore or if you're in the United States, we can get you on that path, and it's such a fulfilling path.
Why the 5 and the 7? 5 path, 7th path. What's the difference between those things? I got the idea of the path. Uh-huh. We're on a journey.
Five path, it really stands for five phase abreactive therapeutic hypnosis.
Okay, I like five path better.
Better. So it's just really, it's a systemized approach that integrates some of the most powerful tools available to the hypnotherapist and organizes them in such a way to maximize their effectiveness. And so someone can train in doing that and actually begin doing it in just 100 hours or so of training. Of course, you will continue to grow and continue to study and that kind of thing. But in seventh path, I was a kind of a funny story, but I was thinking, I'm working with these clients, I'm helping them out a lot, but I feel like I'm giving a person a fish rather than teaching them how to fish. So I wanted to develop a system that would enable them to really do what I was doing with them one-on-one themselves. And I started working with a phase 6, which was using normal kind of classical style self-hypnosis. And the interaction between that and what I learned in Bypath, something totally new came out. And so that was the next step, which was the seventh path. And what's really beautiful is there's just millions of people out there, literally, that could never see themselves coming in, working one-on-one with someone, and so they're suffering. And the development of 7th Path enables them to do all of this work in the privacy of their own mind.
All right, let's make sure our listeners, let me make sure I got it. I think I do because I've experienced it, but let's make sure this is clear for our listeners. What you are promoting and teaching is a self-development process. You're giving them the toolbox. Instead of giving them the fish, you're teaching them how to fish, as you said. So you're promoting them learning these skills and techniques so that they can use it for themselves or others, I suppose.
That's right. We both teach people to be hypnotherapists to help others, and we also teach people how to use those skills on themselves.
All right. You've said that each one of us has a calling that we're perfectly designed to fulfill, that we're in exactly the right place, the right time, the right race, gender, height, the right talents, and uniquely defined to fulfill a calling. Why do you say that?
It's like, first of all, I don't believe that our Creator could do anything less than that. But without getting too philosophical and theological, we are like a key that fits into a lock or a hand that fits into a glove. My observation for people who have gone through this process and other people that are really working at their maximum potential are using all of their skills. And when they look back at their lives, the things that they maybe at one time regretted or thought they made a mistake, they look back and they say, you know what, that painful event or that painful emotion or that painful relationship opened up a door that could not have been opened up any other way, you see.
Hmm. Is there? Can you quickly describe a person in a minute or so that we might all know that has reached that full potential? I mean, maybe it's Madonna or somebody like that. I don't know.
gosh, that kind of puts me on the spot. I don't know if I could really make that. See, it's a personal evaluation.
Yeah.
You decide how fulfilled you are. It's a feeling of, you see, when you're answering your calling, it uses all of you.
You know it. You're in the zone.
That's right. It's
you're
a perfect
hot.
Match. It doesn't mean life's going to be easy.
Right.
You know, maybe your calling was to be the first person to climb Mount Everest.
Right.
The person who did that was everything that that individual needed to be to do that. You see, it was still hard, it was still dangerous, but it was fulfilling. It was the calling inside that made that individual climb that mountain.
Well, you remind me of a story we did on leadership and leadership from pop culture, and I talked about Neo and Frodo and Harry Potter and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're following their calling, I think for those of us that are familiar with those stories, those aren't easy paths and they aren't easy journeys. Cal, I would like to thank you very much for joining Global Evolution. It's been my pleasure. For those of you who'd like to learn more, you can visit hypnosiscenter.com or calbanion.com. Thank you very much, Cal. It's been a privilege.
Thank you very much. It's been a privilege to be with you and on your show. Have a great day, everybody around the world.
Okay, you too. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Coming up next week, our topic is going to be sudden economic impacts. If you think that we've absorbed the high cost of crude, as a lot of individuals have said, the economy has absorbed it, I think you might find out that we're wrong. If you look at signs and leading indicators around the country or even the world, you'll see that the high impact of crude is starting to be felt. For example, Michelin just announced recently that they can no longer absorb the 70% cost of rubber, and they're going to be raising the prices of tires 6.5% in October. Ford Motor recently announced some earlier than planned retrenchments because sales in SUVs and trucks have dropped off far sooner than they thought. If you think that we felt the full sudden economic impact of Katrina from last year, look around. I think we heard on the news that we still have things during the break. I was listening to the news, and we were talking about the fact that some things still have not been fixed. So next week, our topic is sudden economic impacts, some of the things that are impacting the society and the world, what is happening, and unfortunately, these cumulative effects on things like housing, oil, hurricanes are beginning to add up. To our listeners around the world, I'd like to remind you that you can listen on the internet at jdmessenger.com. We have an article we write every week, and you can download those. This is all free. Some people have asked me, do you have to pay? No, absolutely not. The shows are free. The articles are free. And we'd like to ask you to help promote what we're trying to do here. We're trying to generate awareness and exposure on hot topics and issues that I think are important for everyone around the world. To our listeners around the world, I'd like to say thank you, good morning, good afternoon, and good night.
Biz Radio 1320. Your company's growth depends on the way you market your business. Have you ever noticed how other companies are changing their marketing? Stephen K. Media specializes in radio advertising promotion that will effectively broadcast your company's message through a technique called educational marketing. Educational marketing positions you and your company as an expert in your industry, yielding higher response and better results than more traditional advertising campaigns. Stephen K. Media is an independent ad agency representing major talk radio stations, providing you with the convenience of dealing with just one media representative. He can help you negotiate rates and place commercial ads targeting your ideal prospect. Book radio interviews on industry-related shows and even produce a talk radio show for you and your company. Whether you need 60 seconds or 60 minutes to tell your story, you need Stephen K. Media to help you from concept to completion. Call 713-278-9109 or email info@stephenk.biz.
You're listening to the Biz Radio Network.
This is the sound of your money growing.
Biz Radio 1320.
KXYZ Houston.
CNN Radio, I'm Mary Ellen Hopkins. The relatively quiet hurricane season is picking up. Forecasters at the National Hurricane Center are tracking Tropical Storm Ernesto as it heads toward Jamaica and the Cayman Islands. The storm is gaining strength and is expected to become the first hurricane of the 2006 Atlantic hurricane season. It's been almost 1 year since Hurricane